Thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. Am I speaking to Rosalind?
Yes.
Hi, Rosalind. How are you?
Okay.
So I'm a case intake specialist for this lawsuit. What I'm going to do is conduct an interview to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit to get compensation for damages. And if you do, towards the end of our call, I'll have you sign an agreement with a law firm and a request for medical records, and that'll start the process. So I'm assuming you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And then are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or even signed documents from another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that?
That's true.
Okay. And you're over the age of 18, and I'm assuming you're the injured party, and you'd be filing a claim for yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And, Rosalind, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. All right. So I would like to help you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Could you provide me the approximate date of your diagnosis?
It was April 2001.
Okay, April 2001. Okay.
Now, that's when I started receiving the injections. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
The diagnosis was, excuse me, I got a bad cough.
I hear that, you poor girl. I'm sorry to hear that. I hope you get
better. I went to the doctor twice. Thank you.
You're welcome. So you were saying the date of your diagnosis, when you were diagnosed
I was diagnosed July 2004.
July 2004. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember the actual day by any chance?
I'm looking through paperwork. I've been looking for a minute when she called me early.
July 24th, 2004.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that again. And then now I'd like to ask you your date of birth.
9/1968.
Okay. September.
Excuse my cough.
Oh, yeah, sure. No problem. I'm sorry to hear that. I hope you get better. Your date of birth is September 9th, 1968?
September 19th.
Oh, 19th. I'm sorry. I'm glad I confirmed that. Okay, September 19th, 1968. Do you know anyone else that was also injured by Depo Provera?
I do, but she passed away.
I'm sorry to hear that. Towards the end of our call, I'll text you my contact information. You're welcome to share my information with the family of that person that's passed. And I'm sorry for your loss.
Okay.
So perhaps
they
may be, as next of kin, they may be eligible to file a claim on behalf of their late mother, late mother.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. That would be helpful.
Yeah. Rosalind, did you use the brand name Depo Provera?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you. And you did use the product, use Depo Provera for at least 1 year prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And you've had more than, you've had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And now the law firms do request the approximate dates that you started receiving the Depo injections and when you stopped using them approximately. So I believe you answered the first question, the first half of the question, which is, to the best of your knowledge, you started getting Depo injections April 2001?
Yes.
Okay. And so I'm going to put April 1st, 2001. And then what's the approximate date you stopped getting the Depo injections?
July 2004.
Okay, July 2004. Would that have been right out because of your diagnosis on July 24th?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll estimate, use the date of your diagnosis also as the estimated date you stop getting depot injections, so they match. Okay. And then this next question, I believe you already answered it, which is, did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through present date? And the answer should be yes, because you used it between 2001 and 2004. Okay.
Yeah.
And Rosalind, unfortunately, you did get diagnosed with a meningioma. And so I'd like to help you get connected with a law firm. Can I get your marital status, please?
I'm divorced.
Okay. And your gender is female, correct?
Female, yes.
Okay. And Rosalind, is that spelled R-O-S-I-L-A-N-D?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a middle initial?
Yes. It's J.
J as in Juliet or Julie?
Yes.
Okay. And is your last name Winwood?
Winwood.
Winwood? Is that?
I'm sorry. Yes.
Can you spell that out for me just to make sure I have it correct?
Yes, it's W-I-N-G-W-O-O-D.
Okay, Winwood, W-I-N-G-W-O-O-D.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right. And I take it there's no suffix to your name, no junior, senior, first, second,
no.
Third?
Okay. Mm-mm. No.
And I think you're going to meet the criteria, so I'll have you sign that authorization for legal representation and authorization to release medical records. But I do need to put your social on the form for requesting medical records. Could you provide me your social, please?
It's 462-29-5273.
Did you say 5273?
Yes.
Okay. Let me repeat that from the beginning just to make sure I got it correct. I have 462-29-5273.
Yes.
Okay. And Rosalind, any forms that you sign, copies will be sent to your email address. The email that I have on record is williams68.rw@gmail.com. Is that your email address?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And this phone number, does this number belong to you, 936-221-2806?
Yes.
Okay, and is that a smartphone?
No, it's Android.
Oh, well, I mean, is it you can get text messages and search the internet?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. All right. Okay. So it might seem like you're all done if we do this interview today and have you sign the legal agreements, but there is one final step, and that's called a case verification call. That occurs between you and the law firm. They just want to quickly confirm that you have received depot injections in the past. You were unfortunately developed a meningioma or diagnosed with a meningioma. And third is that it's okay for the law firm to submit the request for medical records to start working on your case. That's a case verification call, and that should occur within the next 24 to 48 hours. What is the best time of the day that you can be reached by the law firm? Would that be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Anytime, yes.
Anytime? Can I select afternoon? Would that be okay?
Afternoon would be good.
Okay, great. Rosalind, now I'd like to get your address, please.
Yes, 839 Nelson Drive, Davao, Texas, 75941.
Okay. Oops. I'm sorry. Could you repeat that? It's 839 Nelson Drive?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And Daboli, Texas?
Davao, 839 Nelson Drive, D-I-B-O-L-L.
Uh-huh, got it.
Davao. Texas, 75941. Yes, sir.
Got it, 75941. Okay, perfect. And then is that a house?
It's it's apartment.
Oh, is there an apartment number or unit number then?
No, it's just 839 Nelson Drive.
839, okay, very good. Let me just confirm I have it correct. It's 839 Nelson Drive, Dibble, Texas, 75941.
Yes.
Okay, very good. All right. Now what I'm going to do is ask you questions about medical information, okay? And I'm going to start with
Okay.
you. What is the name of the doctor that diagnosed your meningioma? The name of the doctor that diagnosed your meningioma?
Dr. Charles Gordon.
Dr. Charles Garden. Can you spell his last name so I can get it correct?
Gordon.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay. And did you get this diagnosis at a hospital?
At doctor's office, yeah.
In the doctor's office, not the hospital?
Yes,
Hello? Okay, and let me see if I can find Dr. Gordon. What city is he in?
You want me to give you the phone number?
No, I'm sorry. I'm going to try to look him up through Google. What city is his
Okay.
office?
Dr. Gordon's
Yeah,
office.
Dr. Gordon's office is in what city?
See, 'cause I'm looking on a call, a old card.
Okay. What?
Lufkin, Doc Lufkin, Lufkin, Lufkin.
Lubkin? Okay.
You see, you say you're putting it up on Google. I don't know how to do the Google, but it's he's at Dr. Gordon is at Woodland Heights Medical Center.
Okay, did you get diagnosed at that medical center? Is that where you received the diagnosis?
I received the diagnosis. I went to Dr. Andrew Ferkowicz as he was giving me the depo. Dr. Ferkowicz
No, I'm sorry.
diagnosed me.
Sorry. I'm sorry. We're getting ahead of ourselves. Okay,
Yeah.
the question, Rosalind, is so when they found your meningioma, the doctor told you you have a tumor, right? And was that Dr. Charles Gordon that told
Yes,
you you had a tumor? Okay.
It's in Lufkin, and he was in Lufkin. He's in Lufkin.
And so you got this news at his off in his office?
I was at the Woodland Heights Medical Center Hospital.
Oh, so you got the you're at the Woodland Heights Medical Center.
I was
That's
getting injections from Dr. Andrew Ferkowicz.
sorry,
Andrew
Rosalind.
Ferkowicz.
Sorry, Rosalind.
Oh,
That's we're not ready for that just yet. Okay.
okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay. What I'd like to confirm is Dr. Charles Gordon. He's a neurosurgeon in Tyler, Texas. Is that right?
Yes, he comes to
Okay.
Lufkin.
Okay, but where you got diagnosed, where you learned you had a tumor, would have been at Woodland Heights Medical Center.
Yes.
Okay, and Dr. Gordon told you while you're there that you have a tumor.
Meningiomatoma, yes,
Yes, okay, got it. Thank you so much. Okay, bear with me here, okay?
Okay. I'm just trying to stay keep up with you. Not get ahead of you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. No, you're doing fine. Okay. And now, was Dr. Gordon also the doctor that treated your meningioma?
Yes.
Okay. And did you get treatment at the same location, Woodland Heights Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And did you have a cancer diagnosis before your meningio was diagnosed?
No.
Okay, bear with me here. Bear with me here. And Rosa, now in a moment, I'll be asking you about the doctor that prescribed you Depo-Provera. And I
Okay.
am, bear with me here. What I'm doing is I'm just finishing up entering. Since the doctor that treated you is the same as the doctor that diagnosed you, it's going to be easy. By the way, I found Woodland Heights Medical Center is at 505 South John Reddit Drive in Lufkin, Texas. And I've got a phone number for them from the internet. All right, now I'm ready to gather the name of the doctor that prescribed you Depo-Provera.
Okay. Andrew Furkowicz. And I might have to spell that last name.
Yeah, would you please? Thank you.
F-E-R-C-O-W-I-C-Z.
Okay.
I don't know if it's C-Z or T-Z. It's Furkowicz.
Dr. Andrew Furkowicz. Furkowicz. F-E-R-C-O-W-I-C-Z.
Yes.
Looks like he's a family medicine doctor. Family.
Yes.
Family medicine. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was referred to him.
And he's the one that prescribed you Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you now let me just confirm. It looks like I have an address for Dr. Furkowicz at 202 South John Reddit Drive. Looks like he might be just down the street from Woodland Heights Medical Center. Does that sound right to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Thank you. And I also have a phone number. Now, when you got the Depo injections, that was at his office?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So you did not go get a prescription, take the prescription to like a Walgreens or CVS, and then they would fill the Depo-Provera, and you would give yourself shots at home? That wasn't the case. You actually got the shots at Dr. Furkowicz's office?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay. I appreciate that. Okay. Okay. All right. And do you happen to have any medical records to confirm your diagnosis or maybe your treatment?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. You'd be able to provide those medical records to the law firm either by mail or by fax or email?
Yes.
Thank you, Rosalind. All right. The law firm does request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can, that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. This is a precaution that helps prevent disruptions in your case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
I stay by myself, but my daughter would be my emergency contact.
And she lives elsewhere, right?
Like not too far from me. Uh-huh.
Okay, good. All right. And your daughter's name, please?
Tabitha.
Is that T-A-B-I-T-H-A?
T-A-B-A-T-H-A.
T-A-B-A-T-H-A. Okay. Tabitha. And her last name?
Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R.
Okay, thank you. And her phone number, please?
936. 238-5713.
Okay. Let me repeat that number to make sure I have it correct. It's 936-238-5713?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you happen to know Tabitha's email address?
No, I don't that. I'm sorry.
That's all okay. But do you know her address?
All I know is Lumberjack Drive. She lives in Diboll as well. All I know is Lumberjack Drive.
Lumberjack Drive, okay.
Diboll, Texas. I don't even know what apartment number.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. It's apartment 213, but I don't know. All I know is Lumberjack Drive, apartment 213, Diboll, Texas, 75941.
Okay. I just put Lumberjack Drive, Diboll, Texas, 5941?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Yeah, 75941, 75941. Okay, perfect. Okay. All right, that should be adequate for the time being. If you happen to get the full address for, you can provide that to the law firm. Okay. Well, I want to say thank you for being so patient as I conducted this interview. And again, that was to see if you meet the criteria. You do meet the criteria. And so
what
I'll be doing is I'll be sending you a text message with a link to the forms to sign. And you'll sign them electronically through your phone. And then once we finish the signing, you and I will be done today. However, don't forget there's the case verification call that's going to occur within 24 to 48 hours. And that's between you and the law firm. And that's when they'll officially take the case. Okay.
Okay. Right,
so bear with me. Before I send out the forms for you to sign, I just want to make sure I have this information correct. You were diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least a year. The date of your diagnosis was July 24th, 2004. Your date of birth is September 19th, 1968. You did use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year before you were diagnosed, and you did